Okay, Parshas Shlach Tavshinayin Zayin. So on Parshas Atzitzis, we know that why did we get the tzitzis, right? So Rashi quotes in Bereishis, Vayikra Shem Vayefes as a simla vayolshim al shchem shneim. So Rashi says, Lekach zochu bonov, right? Ve'ela va'ikach melamed al shem shenisames mitzvah yoiser miyefes. He worked harder on the mitzvah more than yefes. Lekach zochu bonov letalis shel tzitzis. That's why they were zoiche to the talis shel tzitzis. So the talis shel tzitzis was keneged what that Shem covered Noach when Cham was doing whatever he was. So the Maral already asks in the Gurari, the Gemara in Kisui Adam in Chulin says something else. Because the mitzvah tzitzis comes, because Avraham said, by the war against Sodom, imichut ve'at zoroch na'al. So the Gemara says, bonav letalishal tzitzis. Right? So that's the Rome asks. So the Maral explains something very geshmak. Says the Maral that there's a difference. The talis shel mitzvah we got from where? We got from Shem, Masha'inken the chut shel tcheles. That's what we got from, which is the chute hamitzvah, which is the mitzvah tzitzis, we got from Avram. So from Noach you got the talis, and there you got the chut. And that's what he says, that's why he did. The Gemara says, why is the mitzvah gdoila? The Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara says, because the tcheles is doim el hayam, which is doim el harakia, which is doim el kisei hakoved. So that's it. Now, the question is, why is the talis shel mitzvah anything important? Lechora, the talis shel mitzvah is nothing. So you zoiche the talis shel mitzvah from Shem. What is the talis? Lechora, the mitzvah is the chutim. Nothing to do with talis. But the truth is, there is a Rashi who says that the Dvar Avraham indeed asks on Rashi, and the Dvar Avraham is in Chelek Beis Siman Chofei, and he quotes Rashi. Rashi in Bava Kamma writes, Hidur mitzvah tzis, zekeli ve'anveyu. So Rashi says, what's Hidur mitzvah? Asel lecha sefer toera noe, lulav noe, talis noe, and tzitzis noe. So the Rashi quotes that talis noe, making a nice talis, is zekeli ve'anveyu. And then he says, where's Sayach Hidur mitzvah? Lechora, the talis is only echshel mitzvah. And he says, now, you could say maybe that says also, by sefer toera, it's koirech b'shiroim noim. I mean, that you take a Sefer Torah, is that you should cover the Sefer Torah with a nice mantle. And the mantle is not the mitzvah. So maybe by Echshel mitzvah, there's always the same thing with Zekeli ve'anveyu. But the Brisker Rover explains that, no, by Shiroim Noim, it's not mitzad hidur mitzvah, it's the hidur mitzvah of Kovod HaTorah. That you give mechabed the Torah, mechabed the Torah in the nicest way possible. So it's a hidur on the kibud HaTorah. But not on Kriyas HaTorah. So then it goes back. Why a talis noe? So why is a talis noe a chelik? Well, most important is that lechoira talis is lechoira appears to be that's a chelik of the mitzvah. The biggest example is that we got because of Shem. And the question is why? Lechoira the mitzvah are the chutim and not the talis. Question number one. Question number two is the following. Shteit in Tur Siman Ches. Says the tour like this. V'sederatif mi'esederatif osoi. How do you wear talis? Pirshu agioinim ki atifas ha'ishmoelim. The goyim explain you have to do like atifas ha'ishmoelim. It's not enough to wear tzitzis. You have to be atifas ha'ishmoelim. Shehi atifa gmura. That is mamash atifa because the losh mitzvah abrocha is lisate b'tzitzis. Now, Ubala itur kosav de loba inan kulahai. He says, by the kulahai, ela kederach shal miksusam, you just have to wear it. We always keep malachta pa mbikisu erosh, pa mbigul erosh. Okay? So that's what he says. But shitas ha geoinim has to be a tifa gemura. Now, the Truma Sadeshin in Shaila Memhei talks about Talis Kotten. And the Shaila is, how do you make the broch on Talis Kotten? So how can you wear, how do you can say it's a mitzvah, and how can you make a broch of Bichlal? Keach yase a broch, and is there a mitzvah on Talis Kotten? Now, says the Truma Sadesh in the following. And he says the following. He says, "Ain yira klal." He says, it doesn't make sense to be potter. Because l'chore the psukim never talks about atifa. Atifa is only a toitzo of the brocha. So you tell me the person is potter from tzitzis. So it makes sense that you should be chayev any levushin yivaschase. But he says like this, "Become lo lehaflega divrei or zarua katen." I mean, I'm not arguing with the geonim. Ela nira de baina lembeda beder nafkine begam yide or zarua. So the way, in other words, you have to do it an atifa also. So the way how to do a tzitzis, a taliskot vevada is chayev, but you do it a little bit bigger. You should be able to be miskase from both sides. So therefore, when you go ahead and make the brocha, you should make atifa seishmaelim. V'yafshilenu le'achrev, and you should put your tzitzis to the back. You have to go ahead and to stand like this for how long it takes to walk arba'amis. Then you take away the talis from your head, from the atifa, lefona, and you wear the talis normally. You could, so the broch is fine. Because you did the broch the atifa. Okay? Now, Ving Toimar, Ving Dasa Zarua, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only the atifa. So how can you wear a talis cotton if there's no atifa? Right? Even though you made the brocha, but then afterwards, just wearing it, in other words, it's the mitzvah. Yeshloimar, the ink peida kolkach. Rakal tchilas chiva mitzvah. The atifa is only the beginning of the mitzvah has to be atifa. Velo al shihu ya mitzvah. But the continuation of the mitzvah could be regular. In other words, you could wear the talis bagel. The atifa is how you start the dressing. Veraya ksat bismak, it says the rise of the smak, because the tkiya ba'inam be'umat, the smak holds the tkiya shofar need to do standing, and tzitzis also needs to be me'umat, right? Because you learn from Sfira Soimer, the gzira shofar be'koim bakoma. But it's very funny, because by tkiya shofar, you have to be standing for all the tkiyas. And here, just you stand by the brocha. Says yes, because the broch is the ma'aseh mitzvah, and everything else is an extension of the ma'aseh mitzvah, and that's enough. It doesn't have to be atifa. The questions are obvious. Number one, why do you need an atifa? Number two, why is kishmaelim? Meaning, why is the atifa like the shmoelim? But even more, why is the atifa, according to Truma Sadesh, the beginning of the mitzvah? You don't need to do the whole mitzvah atifa, but the beginning of the levisha, the starting of the ma'aseh mitzvah, needs to be atifa, and then it can be without it. The extension can be without it. Why dafka the beginning of the mitzvah has to be atifa seishmoelim? And now the Eretz Yehuda of the Malbi, Minatza Zachaim, explains that clearly this is only according to the Mandomer that feel that tzitzis is choivas gavra. But the tzitzis is choivas mona. If the tzitzis is the obligation of the beged, clearly you don't have to do atifa. Atifa is only if it's the gever, if the mitzvah is on the person, the way to do the mitzvah is beatifa. The question is why. Now, the atifa has to be katifa seishmoelim. The problem is, how do you do the atifa seishmoelim? The way how we do it is, you take the talis, you wrap around your face, and you put the tzitzis on the back. The problem is, it can't be atifa seishmoelim, because how you cover your eyes. How can you do to walk? I mean, you won't be able to walk like shmoelim. So some people say, no, you should leave the eyes open, you should just cover the mouth. But if you look at the Baal HaTanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ches, Saif Hei, some people say that since Chazal Mesak, to make the broch lisat betzitzis, Michlal, the mitzvah lisat of dafka. You see, the mitzvah is to do dafka to wrap around. We call atifa shina kitifa se shmaelim. If you don't do an atifa wrapping around like the shmaelim, ain't a nikris atifa levisha. It's not called atifa, it's called levisha. That's why you have to do an atifa like atifa seishmoelim, and this explains what the hainu lechasos haroish imaponim, Ad gumois shebelechrat, you have to cover the entire face. Okay? So the idea is you have to cover the entire face. How can you cover the entire face? What's called atifa seishmoelim? Shmoelim never cover the eyes, otherwise you won't be able to walk. So what's the pshat? You have to do atifa seishmoelim. But the Baratani, according to Baratani, it's not just atifa seishmoelim, you have to cover the entire face. Why? And if you look at the Barat, Das Kein in Balei HaToisus, in Parshas Beshalach, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Choftes, he quotes the following. He quotes the Medrash on the Yam, on Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yam didn't want to open until they saw Chozar V'Omar, the Yam, they go went ahead and they told the Maim should be Smoiloi, the Klaus does a bit on the small. And then he says the following, V'Chozar L'Maim Shachoreim, for the water behind the Jews, what was the schus for that water to open up for them? His horu b'Yisrael shesidim lisate b'tzitzis mechoreim. Be careful with Klal Yisrael that they will do b'tzitzis mechoreim. So you see that the tzitzis has to be behind the person. So says the Torah. So lefi ha'medrash hazeh nireh shebisate b'tzitzis tzorech lashlis ha'tzitzis lachoreiv. From here this medrash you see that the tzitzis b'shas atifa, all the four tzitzis have to be behind the person. Okay? V'li nireh dein tzorech. He says that's not throughout. It's only b'shas atifa. The boys are sure. Kol atitzis v'chol atalas l'choreim. B'shas atifa, not the whole time, but just b'shas atifa. All the tzitzis need to be behind the person, and that's why that's the mitzvah which is behind that b'schusa we got yamsuf to open from our backs. And the question is again very interesting. Not only atifa seishmoelim. Now we talk about that you have to cover the face. You have to put the tzitzis to the back. Why do the tzitzis have to be back? Why is this the defining concept of mitzvahs atifas atalis? And atifas atalis dafka then. So the question is, why atifas? Why need atifas eshmoelim? Why bechlal do you need atifa? And what's the significance of the baggage of tzitzis? And why does it have to be in the back? Why do you have to cover your face? And why dafka bishas hascholas mitzvah? To explain all of this, we will go and learn what the Shlo explains on the mitzvah. And he says the following, that tzitzis, in some ways, is like challah, which is called reishis. It's called the reishis, is the aschola. Why? Because the tzitzis is keneged dlamed beitz chutim, the 32 chutim, which just find the Loshon, I'll tell you what the Loshon says, which is keneged the reishis ha-chochma, which is the reishis ha-machshova. Arba tzitzios. Now, mitzvah tzitzis al piasoid, zokter, is also a measure of the reishis. And that's the neged the reishis chokhma. That's why the lamed beis chutim, neged lamed beis nisivos chokhma. The lamed beis chutim is neged the lamed beis nisivos chokhma, kmo sherachti besoid tzitzis. Okay? Veine chokhma, and this is the idea of the chokhma, which is neged lamed beis chokhma, which is chokhma ilo kmo shekosafti. So, and he says the following. There are two things that every is dakhos. We have to connect a person to reishis. The tzitzis is the one that connects a person to reishis achochma. Explains the Shlo that the connection is in two ways. You could have to do the connection in the physical sense and the connection in the spiritual sense. In the connection, the physical sense is the beged. In the connection, the spiritual sense is the chuto shel tcheles, because it connects you to the rakia, to the yam, to the rakia, which is connects to the what you call to the kisya kovet, and that's connected the two lois asurus. There is a lois asur achre levavchem is the minus, which is the intellectual distortion that's connected the chuti atcheles, which is Tairas HaNefesh, and then there is the Tairas HaGuf, which is Keneged the Beged Shel Tzitzis, which is Keneged in itself, the Lois Asuru Achrei Nechem, which is the Znus. That's what he explains. And to explain what he means, I'll tell you, is because if you look at the world of the physical, the world of the physical is very easy to look at the physical, and the physical is the framing of what you see. That's what you do in a date, you see the person, Malcolm Gladwell said, you see the person, and then there's a blink moment that you already made up the decision, and then you try to frame everything you see about the person from that. So the reishis becomes the physical. All the idea of the tzitzis is to cover the physical, to realize that the physical attraction, the physical lust, actually hides the neshama. By hiding the goof, you allow the neshama to be connected. You realize that you go to the reishis, you go to the aschol, and you go to the source, you go to the ikar. And you realize that the goof is just an expression of the neshama. So the goof has to be framed by the neshama. So you have to realize that you go to the source of the goof, which is the connection to the spiritual, which is the neshama. That's the idea of the tzitzis. The baggage of tzitzis is a chelik of the mitzvah. Because what's the mitzvah tzitzis? The mitzvah tzitzis is connecting yourself to the reishis, is connecting yourself to the neshama. How do you connect the goof to the neshama? By hiding the goof and realizing that the goof is coming from something behind. So what you do is the tzitzis, you cover your face, that you don't want to see it, and you put the tzitzis from the back to realize that there is something before the goof. I always say, a great date is a blind date. That you don't see the person, and you actually get to experience the neshama of the person, and then you see it. Because then when you open, the seeing the future bride should be at the end of the date, because the date is the reishis which frames what you see. This is the idea of the tzitzis. The idea of the baggage of tzitzis is to take away the idea of znus. Take away the idea of znus is not to focus on the goof, that the goof becomes the frame, it becomes the primary. Realize the goof is only secondary, that the goof comes from somewhere. How do you do that? That's why the Baal HaTanya says, you do ala katifas Ishmoelim. Ishmoel is keneged the world of Taiva. Ishmoel is keneged the world of Taiva. Tisha asor akabim, the Gemara in Kiddushin. Asor akabim goes to the loilom. 10 measurements of znus came to the oilom, zima came to the world. Tisha lanot aravi, the Arabs took 9 of them. They are the ones which is keneged the distortion with the sachesed. So the tikkun of the tzitzis is exactly keneged what Shem did lechaso is erva savihem. That's why Yozuch le beged shel tzitzis. The beged shel tzitzis is the mitzvah, because the chutei lovan. You know the chutei lovan are? The chutei lovan are an extension of the beged. They are the beginning of the beged. So what you do this and you look at the physical, you cover your face and say, you know something, the goof, before I see it, there is something behind that I have to look at it. And that's why you put the tzitzis behind dafka b'shas atifa. And the atifa, say Shmoelim, is exactly to be mesaken achrei einechem. This is dafka b'haschola. Therefore, taki the tzalis, there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, and there is, Rashi says, there is hidur mitzvah. Because the chutei lovan, and the Rambam says beferush in Hilchos Tzitzis, that the chutei lovan are an extension of the konof, is an extension of the beged. Because that's the ascholas beged. That's where you start weaving the beged from. Kebiyochol, that's the shoydash of the beged. Like the Shloss says, you look for the rishis of the beged. That's why the mitzvah has to be with the atifa. But the atifa is the aschola, is the framing that you cover what you see, and you realize that's connected to something behind. And the cheles is the neshama. That once you connect to the neshama, you have to take the neshama to even a higher level, which is tcheles, to use that spirituality to see how deep it can go, not to stop to a very, very superficial spirituality, but to go from the tcheles to the yam, to the rakia, and to kis Yaakovet. And that's why it says the balat, says the shloh, that keneged avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is that you connect to the spiritual, but you stop at the wrong stage. Instead of going higher, you stop at the wrong stage. That's why lo yisasur achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem, achrei levavchem zu aminus. The tikkun of that is tcheles, But lo esasur achrei inechem, the achrei inechem is the concept of znus. And the concept of znus is by doing the atifa and putting the tzitzis me'achoyerav, which is the tikkun. And therefore, take the beged is a chelik of the mitzvah, and that's the difference between loved and cheles. And that's why after Abaye and Rova, when they didn't have the kiddush al piyareiya, they couldn't see that much. There was a break. There was a break in the mesoira. You couldn't connect. That's why you don't have Omar. You have only Mishmei from the time of Abaye and Rova on. You don't have direct attributions. You broke that ability to go so far. The tcheles became bottle. The idea of the loven is still there. You can't focus on the physical. The physical cannot be primary. You have to realize the physical is an expression of something beyond, which is an expression of the neshama, and that still exists. But how far that neshama goes to connect it to the source, to connect it all the way up, after the Churban Abayis are lost, Abaye Verove is a time when became bottled the idea of Kiddush Al Piraiya. We can't see the Levona, we just have to be Mechashben. And this is the time also, the direct attribution that you connect to the ultimate Rebbe, that Shalsheles, is broken. And therefore we don't have the Tcheles, but the Lovanu do have.